Let's have more prayers.
主，我们谢谢你再次恩待。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
让我们能够一起到你的跟前，主，我们向你敬拜，向你顶礼。
So that we can come before your feet to worship you.
主，你自己思念我们，不过出于尘土。
Thank you for remembering us who come from the dust.
如果不是你自己恩待我们，我们实在没有这个机会。
If it's not because of your mercy, we don't have a chance.
求主继续照你所应许的，主，我们奉你儿子耶稣基督的名聚集，主，你在我们中间。
May you according to your will that we gather in your son's name.
让我们继续在你的话语里面能更多的认识你。
So that we can know you more from your word.
求主你亲自对我们说话。
And please speak to us in person.
让我们在一个灵里面把我们的心中的赞美感谢更多的归给你。
So that we can give our praise and thanks in the spirit to you.
荣耀颂赞都是你的。
All the glory and thanks are to you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
And pray we in Jesus name we pray. Amen.
谢谢主让我们还有这个机会。
Thanks the Lord to give us this chance.
我想刚提到于以家姐妹，可能很多弟兄姐妹不太认得。
We just mentioned about Sister Yu that maybe not all of us know her.
有很多年轻弟兄姐妹可能你们都还没有出生，那是我们在快三十年以前我们一起的查经。
Probably about 30 years ago that a lot of younger brothers and sisters were not even born and we have this Bible study together.
这是我们第三位被主接去的弟兄。
And she is the third sister out of the Bible study group that received from, by the Lord.
我们一起聚集的时候，我们在她身上得到很多的爱心和恩典。
While we were in the gathering, we received a lot of love from her.
我们也是爱主，是爱着她。
And she loves the Lord too.
也爱着我们每一个人。
And she loves every one of us.
所以我们有这个机会在这世上。我们能够一起敬拜这位爱我们的主。
So we can have this chance to get together to worship this Lord.
我们也实在深感觉我们主越来越近了。
And we can feel that our Lord is getting nearer and nearer.
感谢主，今天在这里是能够跟弟兄姐妹有一些的交通。
And thanks the Lord to give us this chance to have fellowship.
在我不是讲员。
I'm not a speaker.
我乃是弟兄。
But I'm a brother.
我跟你们一样，也是有软弱。
I'm just like all of you that has weakness.
我们都是在主面前已经同恩典。
And we all have the grace from the Lord.
我也不是，我曾经听过一位讲员弟兄说，在我们中间，他可以做 counselor.
I heard a brother who came and speak to us that he can be a counselor.
我没有这个资格。
But I'm not qualified as a counselor.
我感觉更宝贵，主在我们中间，乃是弟兄姐妹。
I precious as a status of brother among brothers and sisters.
我还是在一起交通一年多以前的那个负担。
And I would like to have this burden to share with brothers and sisters, which I had a year ago.
可以我们读几处的经文。
And let's start reading a few scriptures.
希伯来书三章第六节，他说：基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 6. But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house, if we hold on to our courage and the hope of what we boast.
然后在提摩太前书三章十四到十六节，他说：我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会， 真理的柱石和根基，大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在 肉身显现，被圣灵称义，或坐在灵 里面称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 to 16. Although I hope to come to you soon, I'm writing you these instructions so that if I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is of great. He appeared in the flesh, was ventilated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in the glory.
每一次和弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，我都从心里面把感谢赞美归给他。
Every time I'm with brothers and sisters, I want to give thanks and praise to the Lord.
实在这是一个近前的奥秘。
This is a mystery of godliness.
我们每一个人都这么不一样。
We are all different.
即使我们在一个家里面，我跟我姐妹也这么不一样。
Even at my whole our household, I'm so different with my wife.
我们生出来两个小孩子也都不一样。
The two daughters that I have are so different too.
我们可以从不同的地方来。
We can come from different place.
我们不同的个性。
We have two a different personality.
结果我们在一起敬拜一位神。
And but we come together to worship the same God.
如果不是神的奇迹在我们中间，实在我们没有这个机会。
If it's not the miracle from the God, we don't have a chance.
我现在到现在我还想不通为什么会信主。
And I still don't understand how I became Christian.
但是在他的爱实在激励我们。
But his love truly encouraged me.
他把我们每个人把我们圈在一起。
And he gathered all of us together.
让我们一起的成长。
So that we can grow together.
我们一起的彼此鼓励。
And we can encourage each other.
或许我们有彼此的冲突。
Maybe we have conflict with each other.
但是礼拜天我们吃同一锅饭。
But on Sunday we eat from the same bowl.
我们在一个屋顶底下一起来敬拜他。
And we are under the same roof to worship the Lord.
虽然我们可以到不同的地方。
Even though we might be going to different directions.
但是我们总是在灵里面能够在一起。
But in spirit we can be together.
我们看见那么小的小弟兄姐妹，他们的灵被神感动的时候，他们也能够称呼阿爸父。
And even the young brothers and sisters, when their spirits is touched, they can pray out Abba Father.
我们看到年长的弟兄姐妹，当他们在年老的时候，他们能够信主的时候，他们愿意谦卑下来信主的时候，他们也一起称呼阿爸父。
And look at the older brothers and sisters when they are in their older age, they believe in the Lord and they can also call Abba Father.
如果这不是神的荣耀，这是什么
？If this is not the glory of the Lord, what is it?
所以这不是一个小的事情。
This is not a minor thing.
所以说，当我们细细思考的时候，我们能够不能不从我们心里面呼喊，我们要感谢，要赞美归给他。
So when we have this thought, then we cannot stop praising our Lord.
所以这是一个属灵的事情。
This is spiritual matter.
是神的作为。
Work from Lord.
我想这是，实在真是一个奥秘。
I believe this is a mystery.
我们好像知道一点点，好像尝到一点点，但是我们又好像真的是许多时候也实在不明白。
We know a little bit, we tasted a little bit, but we still do not have the full understanding.
但是我们实在知道神到我们的中间，神要把我们跟他能够连接在一起。
But we know that God come among us so that we can be connected with Him.
当我们认识主耶稣的时候，我们更多能够清楚这位创造宇宙万物的神，他是怎么样的一位神。
When we know about Jesus Christ, then we know more about the Lord who created the universe.
神的话语告诉我们，他要在人的中间寻找他的居所。
Lord word told us that he wants to seek his dwelling place, his household among men.
寻找他的家。
He wants to seek his home.
我想家是一个可以安息的地方。
I believe home is a place for resting.
所以我们常常，我们不管我们往哪里去，再有再好的旅馆，我们最后总是要回家。
So no matter where we go, no matter how good the hotel is, we still want to go home.
神最后要在人的中间找着他的居所。
God wants to dwell among men.
在从过去以前，我们看见神在一个人的身上，他找他的居所。
From the past, we can see that the Lord was seeking a dwelling place in one man.
在一个家里面，他要找他的居所。
In a family, he wants to find his home.
在一个民族里面，他要找他的居所。
In a nation, he wants to find a dwelling place.
在我们中间，神要我们成为他可以安息的所在。
And among us, he also wants us to be his place of resting.
但是我们是不是神在我们中间能够寻找他安息的所在呢？
But are we able to provide that place for Lord?
可以找着他的安息呢？
That he can have find his peace.
实在圣经已经告诉我们，在使徒行传二章。
In Book of Acts, Chapter 2,
34节
Verse 34,
实际上我们看见主已经在神的右边坐下了。
And we can see that Lord has already sat down on God's right hand.
神已经得着他的安息。
So he already received his peace.
所以他可以坐下。
So that he can sit down.
但是当到使徒行传七章56节的时候
but then later on when we read to Book of Acts chapter 7,
当斯提凡被犹太人用石头打死的时候
Verse 56, when Stephen was stoned to death,
斯提凡说我看见天开了人子站在神的右边
And Stephen said, Look, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
当神的儿女受迫害、有困难的时候
，When children of God get persecuted，
神站起来了。
God stand up。
为什么
？Why？
因为神的心在他的儿女身上。
Because the heart of God is on His children。
神是那位得胜的主。
God is the overcomer。
他可以做所有的事情。
He can do everything。
但是今天他在神的他的。眼目心思都在我们的儿女的身上。
But in his eyes and in his heart, everything is laid upon his children.
神的心常常为我们祷告。
His heart was praying for us.
所以这个时候，在我们看见在使徒行身上的时候，使人子站在神的右边。
So you can see that the Son of Man is standing at the right hand of God.
好像神在那里等待。也在那里观看，也在作为，等待着做事情。神一直期望在儿女中间寻找他的安息的所在。
It's almost like God is waiting. He is waiting for the time so that he can work among the children of God.
神的儿女是他的家。
Children of God is his home.
神的教会是他的家。
A church of God is his household.
我来美国快要三十年。
I came to America for almost 30 years.
父母亲在台湾搬了三次的家。
My parents were in Taiwan and they moved three times.
每一次我要回家的时候。
And every time when I go home.
我只要知道他们住哪里，哪里就是我的家。
No matter where they move to, where they are is my home.
所以神的家乃是一个他的所在，他在的地方。就是神的家。
So what is God's home, household? It's where God is.
今天神的儿女们在哪里寻找安息呢？
Today where the children of God can find peace.
也是在神的家里面。
And also in the God household.
所以在以赛亚书三十章十五节。
And therefore in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30.
他说我们得救在乎归回安息。
He said, our salvation is based on our return to the peace.
所以求主帮助我们，我们的得救乃在主的安息里面。
May the Lord help us that our salvation lay on His peace.
主也可以在我们中间得着他的安息。
And Lord can receive His peace in us.
所以因着是神的家，就不是人可以在其中做主。
And because this is God's household, man cannot be the master.
一个家里面要有儿女。
And in a home there are children.
但儿女不应该，也没有办法做那个主张。
And the children should not be the master to make decisions.
所以提摩太前书三章十五节讲到，这个家就是永生神的教会。
And therefore, in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3, Verse 14, it mentions that this is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
但英文是用 church,
In the English version, it says the Church of the Living God.
中文翻成教会。
And in the Chinese version, it's the church.
但是还是有一些英文的版本里面，它是用 assembly。
But there is another English version that uses assembly.
这是一个聚集。
A gathering.
我个人比较喜欢 assembly of God.
I personally prefer assembly of God, that version.
因为今天的神的教会这个名词被用得太泛滥。
Because Church of God has been used, abused.
曾经知道一个教会，它的教会名叫做 Harmony Church.
I knew a church name called Harmony Church.
所以我大女儿就去那里，因为他们要找弹钢琴的。
And my elder daughter went there because she wanted to find a place to play piano.
所以他们教授就说，哦，你要不要去看一看？因为那个他提出向学校提出了要求，就请求。
She mentioned to the school, and the professor said to went there to try it.
所以这是一个 church.
So this is a church.
所以他就去了。
She went.
所以他就很好。
She felt good.
哦，他也敬拜神。
She worshipped God.
他说我是基督徒，他说我也敬拜主耶稣，他们也敬拜主耶稣。
She said, I'm also a Christian. They worship Jesus, and my daughter also worshipped Jesus.
结果当继续再深入谈下去，发现他敬拜所有的神。
And then later on, she found out that they worship all the gods.
好，只要你信神的人都可以来。And
as long as you believe there is God, you can come.
So we harmony together. 我们非常和谐的生活在一起。And
that's why it's called harmony.
所以，因为我们可以一起彼此的相爱。And
then we can love each other.
所以这个church这个名字在这个世界上造成了许多的困难。So
church has been confused and abused.
所以什么是 church， 什么是 教会？
So what is church？
教会是一群我们像信主的人的聚集吗？
Is church a place for gathering for all the believers？
可能有一点。
Maybe there is。
但是好像又不太像。
But sometimes it's not like。
因为好像有点勉强，因为我们这样子的人怎么可以成为教会呢？
Because it's kind of like how can we these type of people can be a church？
那有人说，哦，我们是蒙恩的罪人聚集在一起，就成为一个教会。
And sometimes people say a gathering of the sinful people received by grace, and those are called church.
所以我很喜欢跟有一个小弟兄，能够常常有时候听他有些的交通。
I like to share with this younger brother.
我很惊讶，一个这么小。
I'm surprised that he's so young.
七年级 ，middle school， 八年级，还不到 high school 的小孩子
，not even in the high school， maybe in the eighth grade。
他有这么好的交通
，and he has such a good fellowship。
他有这么敏感的灵
，he has such a sensitive spirit。
但是我觉得有一点的很蛮可惜，
<But S
1> 我可以觉得他可以更好
，but I feel that he could be even better。
因为他一直觉得他做不好。
Because he keeps saying that he is not good enough, not good enough.
所以在他交通里面，他一直觉得我要一直很好像有点不是内疚，但是觉得总是很缺乏。
So in his prayer, he keeps thinking that he is lack of something.
所以他是一个蒙恩的罪人。
So he is a sinful person received by grace.
所以他好像停留在那个蒙恩的罪人光景里面。
But he stay in the status as a sinful person received by grace.
他缺少了那种神那个新鲜活泼的生命。
He lack of that lively life from God.
因为主耶稣答应我们，他说要给我们喜乐，这个喜乐是没有人可以夺去的。
Because Jesus Christ has promised us to give us a joyful, happy life.
所以如果我们着重在那个蒙恩的罪人上面，我们好像缺少了一点。
So if we stay as a sinners by grace, a status, then we are lacking something.
我觉得江弟兄给我们一个好像很，我个人觉得蛮好的一个比喻。
I would like to share with you about the brother James.
他说教会，他说比喻好像是我们身上的基督减去我们这个人，就成为了一个教会。
And his parable is saying that the Christ on us minus ourselves that will become church.
所以当我们这个人身上的基督减掉我们这个人的时候，所剩下来的就是基督。
So when the Christ in us deduct what ourself, then what's left is Christ.
所以教会乃是基督。
So church is Christ.
就没有我们人的成分在里面。
Then there is no portion from man.
那因为教神是教会是那位活神的家。
So when church is the home of this living God.
所以教会是活的。
Because church is living.
绝对不是一个组织。
It's not an organization.
也不是人的安排。
It's not arranged by man.
更不是人的想法在中间。
It's not full of man's thought.
我们没有办法组织一个教会。
We cannot organize a church.
我们有没有办法来运作一个教会。
We cannot run a church.
我们没有办法用我们人的方法在里面让这个地方让这一群人成为一个神的教会。
We cannot make a group of people to become church.
所以我们现在必须看见是那活神的教会，我们中间乃是因为有基督，人看见的基督，神也在我们中间找到了基督，所以神在我们中间可以得着的安息。
So we have to know that the living God is among us because he can find Christ among us.
所以在提摩太前书三章十五节提到神的教会是真理的柱石和根基。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 it mentioned that the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
实在神在教会中他要表明主耶稣基督就是那个真理，就是表明那个真理。
God in church want to reveal that Christ is the truth.
你记得在提摩太，在马太福音十八章十八节里面，他提到说，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也捆绑；在地上所释放的，天上也释放。
If you remember in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 18, I'll tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
实在我在教会中乃是我们的连于天的。
In church, we are connected to the heaven.
今天我们坐在这里，我们不是单独在这里的。
Today we are not just sitting here alone.
我们乃是连于天。
We are connected to the heaven.
我们跟地是没有关系。
We are not related to the earth.
所以这是一个奥秘，这也是我们所体验的。
This is the mystery that we have to experience.
我记得二十多年以前。
I remember 20-some years ago.
那聚会还在转型，要从学生的查经要到主日的聚会的时候。
Our gathering was changing from student Bible study into a evening worship.
当时在我们中间，在不在我们中间的一些弟兄姐妹们，
Some brothers and sisters are not among us.
他跟我们说科尼教会乃是一个福音站。
They told us that the church in Kearney is like a gospel station.
因为我们学生居多，会来来去去。
Because we have a lot of students and they come and go.
所以他认为我们是一个福音的站。
So they believe that we are like a gospel station.
我们当时有些弟兄姐妹也接受这样的说法。
And then we, some brothers and sisters accepted that way of talking.
也接受这样的想法。
And accepted that thought.
我们感谢主这么多年下来。
And we thank the Lord after so many years.
当我们稍微看见一点神在教会中的心意的时候。
And we see a little bit understand of Lord's will among church.
我们是在离开了那个人的想法。
We left the thought of man.
这教会不是人可以安排的。
Church is not arranged by man.
今天我们来在教会中看见的是神的作为。
All we can see is God's work.
所以我们不随着世界的潮流走。
So we do not go with the world trend.
也不让世界的潮流进入到我们的中间。
And we should not let world trend enter into church.
我们乃是在我们中间的那个基督要剪去下我们这个人。
We have to allow the Christ in us.To deduct our own self.
所以神也借着许许多的事情来这里帮助我们在他的心意中在里面成长。
So Lord has used a lot of things to help us to understand him and to help us grow.
所以教会中有许多的事情。
So a lot of things in church.
如果你只是礼拜天来聚会坐下来感谢赞美主，然后我们回去的时候好像很简单。
So if you just come to church, sit here, sing and praise, and then return home.
事实上，我们也教会中的聚会也应该是如此的简单。
Our gathering should be so simple.
我们就是感谢赞美我们的主，敬拜我们这位主。
We come to thanks and praise and praise the Lord.
但是实在神也用着在一起的聚集，有许多的事情在里面，借这些事情来帮助我们在那里要磨训练我们这样子，我们这些人。
But there are so many things in church that brothers and sisters work together, and through all these matters, is molding us, training us.
所以碰到了这些事情，我们该怎么做呢
？So what should we do when we have things happened?
所以我想这也是提摩太，保罗在提摩太前后书里面告诉保罗的。
So I would like to mention the First Timothy and Second Timothy books that what Paul told Timothy.
实在神在这两本书里面，你注意看，神不注重在那个事情里面，不注在那个事情。
And you will see from these two books that Lord did not pay attention to the matter.
神还是注意我们这个人。
But he was paying attention to us, the people.
有男人。
We have men.
女人。
Women.
有寡妇
，widows，
我们还有要服侍的职份
also,
监督或者执事
，we also have minister， we have elders。
所着重的不是在那个地位，乃是在那个服侍的那个人。
We do not pay attention to the status, but the person。
因为神要减去我们这个人。
Because Lord wants to deduct minus ourselves。
所以。到底碰到这些事情的时候，我们该怎么做呢？到底在这里忙忙碌碌，到底是为了什么呢
？So what should we do when we are so busy running around？
如果我们在教会中，如果我们在一起的聚集，如果对不起我这样讲，如果我们没有感觉到心里面的那一点点的负担沉重的时候，我们可能还没有。进入那个教会真正的实际里面。
So if we don't, if we come and we don't have any burden, then we are not really in the reality of church.
我们就好像小孩子生出来一样，他生出来他什么都不管。
It's like little baby was born, they do not care anything.
饿了他就哭。
When they are hungry, they cry.
他身体不舒服了他也哭。
When they don't feel comfortable, they cry.
如果我逗逗他他就笑一下。
When I play with him, then he laughs.
但是如果说我稍微舒服一点呢，他又开始在哭。
But then when I start resting, then he start crying again.
如果我陪他玩他高兴一下。
If I play with him, he is happy.
如果不陪他玩，他就不高兴了。
If I stop playing with him, he get bored.
如果今天长大到二十岁还是这个样子。
If he grew up to 20 years old and is still the same way.
那我想我们做父母亲的心就会非常的难过。
Then I believe the parents will feel sad.
所以我们说父母亲实在有那个劳苦努力。
Then we know that parents really have those laboring.
所以我们在教会中劳苦努力到底是为了什么呢
？So why do we labor and strive for what？
为了要表现我们教会有多么的好吗
？Because to reveal how good our church is。
如果我们要表现教会有多么的好，我必须说我们教会有很多地方都不好。
If I have to say how good our church is, I have to reveal that I see a lot of non-good thing in our church.
前两天还有弟兄姐妹跟我谈到说教会中那么多很多那么多的灰尘。
A couple days ago, there are brothers and sisters mentioned to me that how come the church is so dusty.
还有人说这个有些人这个吃饭的时候他后来的人就没有饭吃。
And some people even complain that there is no more meals later on.
到底我们在教会中忙忙碌碌是为了什么
？So what are we busy with in church？
他这么多的小孩
，So many children，
这么大的建筑物
，Such a big building。
我们必须要照顾这些。
We have to take care of all these。
所以就会劳苦
then we are labor.
我们就必须要忍耐。
And we have to endure.
你知道我们吃一个领的饼杯有一百，我看大概有三盘半，三四十二，大概一百四十位弟兄姐妹。
You know, there are about 140 brothers and sisters receive the cup every Sunday.
你知道我们礼拜天的煮饭的那个厨房的那个脆煮出来的菜要有多少脆吗？
You know how many trays of food that we cook every Sunday?
五年前我们可能三个脆就够了，现在必须要到四个脆。
5 years ago it's about 3 trays and now it's 4 trays.
然后有姐妹说我们可能要到五个脆啊。
And our sister even say that we might have to start adding one more tray to five.
礼拜二晚上有时候我参加祷告聚会，看到二十多位、三十多位弟兄姐妹，有时候。
Tuesday when I came to the prayer meetings, I see 20, 30 brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姐妹有时候都还没有吃饭。
And some brothers and sisters did not even eat their dinner yet.
然后他们跪在一起祷告。
They kneel down together to pray.
礼拜五、礼拜六或 weekday 的时候，看到有的弟兄姐妹也会来扫地。
Friday and Saturday, some brothers and sisters come to sweep the floor.
到底我们劳苦努力到底是为了什么
？So our laboring is for what reason?
我想在提摩太前书四章七第七第八节。
In the First Timothy book, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
我想我就不提，像江弟兄在两年前就已提醒我们。
Two years ago, Brother John had reminded us.
我们劳苦努力，那是要学一个功课，就是那敬虔的功课。
That our laboring is to learn a lesson to be godliness.
神借着这些事情来操练我们。
God used all these things to train us.
保罗也提醒我们，神在圣经里面提醒我们，我们乃是有一个学习。
And Paul had reminded us in the Bible.
这是我们劳苦努力的目的。
That our purpose of laboring is to train us.
敬虔。
To be godliness.
好像江弟兄提到说，如果简单，他觉得就是像神。
And Brother John has mentioned that godliness means to be like God.
神要我们像神。
God wants us to be like Him.
神要我们像他。
Wants us to be like Him.
好像我们父母亲希望儿女像他，
like、
像父母亲。
Like the parents desire the children to be like them.
如果这是神的家，神的家的儿女就应该像神的家的儿女。
If this is the household of God, then all the people inside should be like God.
所以，这个像神不再是外，不是外表的。
So to be like God is not from the outer appearance.
也不是嘴巴说的。
And not from the mouth talking.
乃是我们心思意念的改变。
But from our heart and our mind change.
我想这不单纯我们在我们中间是如此。
I believe that not only among us.
如果在我们的家也是这样子。
And also in our own home.
父母亲像神。
Parents like God.
儿女学习像神。
And the children will learn to like God.
妻子像神。
The wife to be like God.
丈夫像神。
And the husband to be like God.
神就在那边得着安息。
Then God will receive his rest in there.
如果但是今天我们常常好像就忘记了这样子。
But today we forgot.
我们可能希望儿女像我们。
We might want our children to be like us.
或者我们希望儿女像那像别的人。
Or maybe we want our children to be like someone else.、Great.
有时候我们甚至说儿女，我们做父母亲的，甚至像儿女，你只要能够像他一样进爱伯利就好了。
And we can sometimes tell our children only if you could like that other student that enter into the Ivy League college.
所以我们的眼光就是不专一。
So our eyesight are not focused.
我们忘记了神要磨我们能够像神的样子，就是他独生儿子的样子，像主耶稣的样子。
We forgot that God wants to mold us into like His begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
如果今天我们把所有事情通通放下来，把我们的学位，把我们的英俊、美丽，把我们的财富，把我们的健康的身体，不是健康的身体。把我们的因为骄傲的所有事情，我们的学位，通通放下来的时候，请问我们还剩下什么？
If we put down everything that we have, our status, our work, our knowledge, our intelligence, then what do we have left?
我们甚至于放下来所有属灵的知识，所有属灵的追求，属灵的工作。
And we even put down all the spiritual knowledge, spiritual work.
我应该说，如果这些通通没有的时候，
If all these things are gone,
我们还剩下什么？
What is left in us?
也就是说，今天如果我们过世了，没有这个身体，我们只有灵跟魂的时候。
If we die, our flesh is gone. What's left is our soul and our spirit.
我们有什么可以带到神的面前？
Then what we can bring to become, to come before the Lord?
不过就是我们这个人。
Just ourselves.
当然没有肉体的人。
Without flesh.
我们的灵跟魂要到神的面前。
Our spirit and soul come before God.
是不是有那么一点点像神的味道在里面？
Is there a feeling like God, a taste like God?
我记得许多年以前，
I remember many years ago，
那很流行那个戴那个圈圈，那个像那叫怎么讲？就戴一些圈圈有没有？
There is a fashion of wearing the rubber band on your wrist。
我记得有很多年前流行的一个叫 WWJD。
And I remember a few years ago there was this trend of wearing the rubber band with WWJD on it.
就是 What would Jesus do? 就是耶稣会怎么做
？And it stands for What would Jesus do?
哇，那年轻人很喜欢啊。
It's very popular among the youth.
我想当然是说在教会中的年轻人。
And of course to the Christian youth.
那个、每个人带一个
Everyone wear one.
然后那个圣经上要贴一个
And in the Bible they also have one.
那铅笔盒上要贴一个
And on their pencil box they also have this label.
那圣经上面要贴一个
And they also stick another label on the Bible.
所以我们可能就会教他你要做事情想一想主耶稣要怎么做
So we were teaching them that before you do anything think about what would Jesus do.
如果姐姐抢妹妹的东西他就问他说如果主耶稣怎么做
If an elder sister wants to grab something from the younger one, then we will say, what would Jesus do if he was you?
如果哥哥跟弟弟吵架，我们就想主耶稣会怎么做
If the older brother is arguing with the younger one, then we will say, what would Jesus do?
我们常常拿这个来压着他们。
We always put this on them.
结果我自己发现我自己都做不来。
And even I find out that I cannot do what Jesus do.
因为太多，我们都完全照我们的想法去做。事实上，最后都是照我自己的想法去做。
Because it's too much, and there are our own thought in it, so we eventually do what we think we should do.
我们想，你功课要做好，因为主耶稣他功课也会做好。
We would tell them, do your own homework, do it well, because Jesus would have done it too.
实在我们要。认识主耶稣会怎么做？我们乃是先认识主耶稣这个人。
In fact, if we want to learn what would Jesus do, then first we have to know him.
因为我发现我们根本就不认识他，他的性情没在我们里面，我们就想要去做主耶稣要做的事情。
Because I find out that we actually don't know Jesus, his nature, we don't know his nature, his nature is not in us. Then how can we know what he would do?
结果我们都在做那个外表的事情。
So we are doing everything in the outer appearance.
如果今天一个教会里面有一个小孩子，他进了 Ivy League.
If in a church there is the student went into Ivy League college.
他也很好。
He is good.
然后我们可能就拿他来做例子。
And then we will use him as an example.
如果一个小孩子他没有进 Ivy League， 我们好像就看。
And if a student did not enter into Ivy League college.Then we look down on him.
事实上，主耶稣的生命在我们中间要慢慢的雕琢，慢慢的成长。我们乃是看他里，我们应该有神的眼光看人的生命的里面的那个基督。
And actually, if we want Jesus Christ to grow in us, then we have to have the same sight like him.
现在这么多年过去了。
So many years passed.
像我常常思考。
And I always meditate.
到底我今年跟去年有什么不一样？
This year am I different from last year?
到底今年我跟三十年前的那个我有什么不一样？
Am I different from 30 years ago?
有时候会听人讲。
Sometimes I'll hear.
当我们在谈到一个人的时候
，That we are talking about someone.
我们常有时候会得到说，哦，他就是这个样子。
And then we always have this conclusion. He's like that.
二十年了还是这个样子。
20 years, he's still like this.
就是我。
That's me.
如果我就是这样子。
If I'm just like this.
如果我们今年跟去年还是一样。
If I'm still the same like last year.
虽然我们拿了学位。
Even though I have a degree.
如果一年一年我们还是同样的样子。
If every year we're still the same.
那时间会不会有点浪费啊？
Then are we wasting time?
我们是有更多敬虔向神的样子的。的内在的品德。
Do we have the nature of godliness increase in us every year?
所以他说，我们操练敬虔，不带有今生，而且有来生的应许。
So it was mentioned that training ourselves is not only for this current life, but also the life to come.
实在今天的生活太忙碌了。
Today our life is very busy.
我都不知道我在忙些什么。
Sometimes I don't even know what I'm busy with.
一天还是24小时。
One day has 24 hours.
我还是工作9小时。
I work 9 hours.
哦，我现在小孩子又不在家。
And now my children are not home.
照理讲，我应该非常的轻松一点。
So naturally, I should be less busy.
但是我发现生活越来越忙碌。
But I can feel that my life is getting busier and busier.
时间越来越少。
Time is getting less and less.
到底这个世界要往哪里去
？Actually, where the world is going.
人的心思意念要往哪里去
？Where is our mind and heart going?
虽然我们信主的人，我们知道，当我们认识主的时候，我们知道求主帮助我们，我们的心思意念，我们的眼光乃是有主的眼光。
After we are believers, we ask the Lord to help us so that our heart and mind has the same heart and mind as the Lord.
心思意念乃是有神的意念。
The heart and mind is full of Lord mind.
我如果读圣经没有错的话，主耶稣说的第一句话是什么
？If I am reading the Bible correctly, what is the first sentence that Jesus spoke out?
有没有人知道
？Do you know?
互动一下，你才不会睡觉。
I have to ask you so that you won't fall asleep.
主耶稣说的第一句话是什么
？What is the first sentence that Jesus spoke in the Bible?
当主耶稣十二岁的时候，大家知道这个故事了，只是。
When Jesus was 12 years old, and I'm sure you will know the story.
在路加福音二章四十九节。
In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 49.
当主耶稣跟他的家人在圣殿里面敬拜的时候。
When Jesus was in the synagogue, worshiping with his family.
结果他爸爸妈妈离开了。
And the parents left.
结果主耶稣一个留在圣殿里面。
Jesus was left alone in the temple.
就他爸爸妈妈来又回来找他。
And then his parents went back to search him.
所以在二章四十九节里面。
In chapter 2 verse 49.
他说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当与我父的事为念吗？或者说，岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗
？”He said.Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
所以主耶稣在很小的时候，他的心思意念就在神的家里面。
So even when Jesus was very young, his heart and mind is already in his father's house.
他就想要待在神的家里面。
He would love to stay in his father's house.
但在神的安排里面，他还是顺服又回到他的自己的家。
Being obedient, he followed God's arrangement to return to his parents' home.
教会里面有许多的事情是我们可以羡慕的。
A lot of things in church that we can admire.
今天我们的学习在教会中，我个人就觉得已经就学不完了。
And even just the study, I can feel that I have infinite studies to do.
我以前也曾经参加一些特别的聚会。
I went to some special gatherings.
实在用着存在聚会里面，也实在提醒我许多的事情。
And God has reminded me through all these special gatherings.
但实在我还深深的觉得，在教会中乃是神要我们磨练的地方。
But I truly feel that in church, God wants to mold us. This is a place for to train us.
我不晓得我有没有感觉错，当那个 high school 学生，当你还没有毕业， 快毕业的时候，或者十一、十二年级的时候。
I don't know if I have the wrong feeling, but for the high school students, when you are in the 11th and 12th grade,
那就收到很多的广告。
You receive a lot of advertisement.
尤其有那种 leadership training.
A lot. There is something called leadership camp.
他说你来参加。
They ask you to go.
你就可以得到一个证书。
Then you receive a certificate.
然后你就可以做 leadership, 你就有那个领袖的才能。
Then you will receive this leadership.Technique.
然后你就可以拿那个有那个证书，你再填你的大学申请表述，你就可以填进去了。
And this certificate will be useful for you to fill into your college applications.
你就 leadership, 你就有了。
Then you have this leadership.
在神的教会中不是这样子。
But it's not like this in church of God.
神乃是在他的许多的事情里面、服事里面，把我们慢慢的磨，慢慢的磨。
In church of God, through surfacing.Then Lord mold us.
这不是一个地位。
We don't have a status.
如果我们站在那个职份上面，在那个服事上面，结果没有发挥那个功能，其实我们阻拦的是整个聚会。
So if we are standing on a position, but we do not function as is supposed to be, then we become the trembling block for the whole gathering.
所以整所有的弟兄姐妹一起的在那里受苦。
Then it's suffering for all the brothers and sisters together.
但是如果每个人都在那个职分里面，
But if everyone fulfills their duties,
我们通通羡慕去服事，
And we all love to serve,
而且渴慕去服事，
And we want to serve,
那我们一起在主面前得着神的更丰盛的那个祝福，
Then we will receive more abundant blessing from Lord.
今天并不是一个责任。
This is not a responsibility.
你知道我们有时候参加一个社团。
You know, sometimes we join an organization.
我们总是要做一点事情，要不然不好意思，对不对？
We always have to do something to contribute.
我想在聚会中，在教会中就不用这样子。
But in church it's different.
因为有时候自己得不了好处，别人也得不到好处。
Because you might not be benefiting from it, and then other people would not benefit as well.
像当我们愿意羡慕、渴慕或者投身在神的带领面，在那个服事里面。
So if we are willing, we admire to and we devote ourselves into the service.
就在提摩太前书三章十三节说的，他说：“善做执事。”提摩太前书三章十三节说：“善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步。”并且在基督耶稣的真理上大得胆量。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
我想，同样，年纪小的弟兄姐妹，也不要让人小看，就像保罗对提摩太说的，不要小看你年轻。
Just like Paul spoke to Timothy.That do not let people look down on you because you are young.
四章十二节，前书四章十二节，他说：“总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。”
You have to be the example in the. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
中文是榜样。
In Chinese, it says example.
Chinese is good example.
In Chinese, it says set a good example.
在英文，它就指说就是一个例子。
And in English is a example.
就好像一个例子，我们每个人都是一个例子。
So every one of us is an example.
我常常有时候跟他们小孩年轻的小孩子在一起，我就感谢主在主日学里面。
A lot of time I'm among the youth and I thank the Lord for them going to the Sunday school.
我们现在坐在这里。
We sat here.
你知道我有时候那种感觉。
I have this feeling sometimes.
他们就好像什么样的情况之下，他们可以坐在这里。
That in what type of situation that they would sit here.
你知道，有时候一聚完会啊，很多那个人潮就是往那边跑。
You know, after the sermon, the crowd went over that side.
然后那个小孩子啊，那个七 七八年级、八九十、十一年级、十二年级，那几个小孩子就往这边走。
And the youth from seventh to the twelfth grade, they came over this side.
他们可以留在那一边。
They could have stayed on the other side.
但是他们逆着人流、人潮要往这边来。
But they are going against the crowd and coming to the other side.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们要上主日学。
Because they want to attend the Sunday school.
有时候我在这边等他们，或者有几个小孩子我们一直在等他们的时候。
And sometimes I'm waiting here for the other brothers and sisters.
我想上厕所我都舍不得。
And I did not even want to go to the bathroom.
因为他们这样子的，不是逆流而上，但是也是不容易了。
Because they were going against the crowd directions, maybe I'm exaggerating, but it is not easy.
因为简单一点，他们就留在那里吃饭就好了嘛。
Because in a simple way, they could have stayed over there to have their lunch.
但是在我面前，他们就成为我的榜样。
But before me, they become my example.
那像教会中有许多事情，我们到底该如何做
？So there are a lot of things in church that we don't know what to do.
我就提出来三点，其实有许多的地方。
I want to point out three points, but there are more than that.
在提摩太前书第五章二一二十二节。
First Timothy chapter five verse 21。
他说：“我在神和基督耶稣，并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心，给人行按手的礼，不可急促。”不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己的清洁。
I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure.
我想保罗特地提出来，在神和蒙拣选的天使。
I know that
基督耶稣面前
Paul has emphasized that among God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels.
他提到说不可存成见
That you cannot have favoritism.
不可有偏心
You cannot have partiality.
成见让我们不喜欢一个人
That your favoritism will make you unlike someone.
我们偏心让我们太喜欢一个人。
And your favoritism will bring you to like someone too much.
如果我们有成见的话，所有事情他做了，我不喜欢的都不喜欢。
If we have this partiality, then whatever this person do, you dislike it.
如果我们有偏心，他做的事情，什么事情我都喜欢。
If you have this favoritism on someone, whatever he does, you like it.
我想我们在家庭里面也是这样子。
Sometimes at home we are like this.
父母亲儿女之间也是这样子。
Among the father and children are like this.
做儿女的就觉得父亲所说的父母亲所做的所说的通通不好。
That the children always think the parents whatever they do and say are no good.
对不起啊，不是全部了。
Not all, I'm sorry.
但我父母亲也会觉得儿女都是不好吗？
But is the parents always thinking the children are not good?
会不会别人的小孩子比较好？
Would other children be better?
我们在儿女身上看不到一个好的地方吗？
Don't you see a good thing in your children?
我想常常偏心、成见和偏心，造成我们对神事情的看法上、做法上一个偏差。
And I'm sure when we have partiality and favoritism, then we have this deviation from God's word.
尤其当我们人中间在那里传说话的时候，我们常常产生了一个误会。
And especially among people's talking, there are rumors.
或者有意无意的挑拨。
Or rumors to started something.
或者我们只挑我们喜欢。听的听
Or we would like to listen to what we like to listen.
所以当我们听到我们不喜欢的时候，我们就有成见。
So then when we hear something that we dislike, we have this partiality.
当我们听到我们喜欢的时候，我们就有偏心。
Then we hear something that we like to listen to, then we have this favoritism.
所以保罗提醒我们不可以这样子。
So Paul reminded us not to do it.
接着他又说要保守我们的清洁。
And to keep ourselves pure.
给人行的按手的礼乃是一个联合的一个 一个表示。
When you laying on hands on someone, that's a that represents connection.
当我们和人联合的时候，他提醒我们不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。
When we have connection with other person, he reminded us not to share in the sins of others.
所以在提摩太前书有提到的一句话说。
And so in the first book of Timothy.
他说我们要知道是跟谁学的。
That we have to know what, who we are learning from.
哦，提摩太后书三章十四节。
Is the second Timothy.
是不是？我们必须知道我们到底在做什么。
That we have to know what we are doing.
我们要保持在神面前一个清洁的心。
That we have to keep a pure heart.
这样我们在神面前做很多事情的时候的判断的时候就不会有偏差。
So that when we are doing our own judgment, then we would not be have a deviation from Lord.
就像保罗他说的。在使徒行传二十五章十九二十六章十九节。
Just like Paul said.
使徒行传二十六章十九节。
In the book of Acts.
二十六十九，他说。
Chapter 26.
故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Therefore, I did not disobey the vision from the heaven.
神给我们每一个人都有一些的看见。
Lord gave us different vision.
我们乃是要在那个看见维持在那个里面，我们不违背，我们就是我们要遵守。
That we have to keep it within the vision.
这样我们就不会忙乱。
Then we would not be worried.
我们就不会这么的忙忙碌碌的。
And we would not be so busy.
好像没有失去方向的忙碌。
It's like we are we have no direction.
OK, 那我们接着第二个地方就是提摩太前书六章十到十四节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 to 14.
他说：“贪财是万恶之根，有人贪念钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔。”爱信心爱心忍耐温柔，你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。我想到我们就念十三节就好。我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督面前嘱咐你，要守这命令，毫不沾污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God,who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
基督徒的一生是一个信心征战的一生。
The life of Christian is a war, a fight for the faith.
在信心里面，我们才能够接受神给我们预备所安排的。
That in faith we can accept what God has arranged for us.
你知道，我有感觉就是，有时候当小孩子当长到某个程度的时候
，Sometimes I feel that when children grow up to a point，
当他开始接触，尤其去大学或者在交了朋友，大学毕业在做事情。
When they start making friends with those who graduated from college and working，
他们就会发现。这个家好像不怎么样。
And then they will feel like this home is not so meaningful.
好像有的时候就会抱怨。
And sometimes they complain.
总是别人的比较好。
That others' house are better.
好像总是，所以就会不肯接受神所预备、所安排的。
like they are not willing to accept what God has arranged and settled for them.
在信心上面，就不再是仰望那个那当初所相信的那位神。
In faith, they stop looking upon to the Lord that they used to.
所以想要用自己的方法去做。
Then they want to use their own way.
所以那就有许多功课要学。
And there are lessons for them to learn.
所以打了这个战争，征战有些是要逃避的，有些是要追求的。
Fighting this war, some of those you have to avoid fighting, and some of those you have to learn how to fight.
那保罗特地提出来了贪财这件事情。
And Paul had mentioned
贪财。
Paul has mentioned about greedy of money, love of money.
那因为时间关系，在第三个是在提摩太后书四章一到五节。
The third point is in the Second Timothy book, chapter four.
在第一节他说：“我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度属乎你，务要传道。”第二节的前段。
In the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and in will of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word.
传道讲到是传讲神的话。
Preach the word of God.
我想当我们人要传讲佛的话，神的话，传讲神的话，乃是这个人的完全的表现，而不是嘴巴的话语。
To preach the word of God is not from the word coming out from your mouth, but from this person.
啊，第五节，他说，你却要凡事谨慎，忍耐苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
Verse 5, but you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
这里提到职分，英文是用 ministry。
The English mentioned about ministry.
我们每一个人都有职分。
Every one of us has our own ministry.
不管在哪里。
No matter where you are.
不论我们的身份。
No matter what type of status you are.
或者父母。
Or whether you are parents.
或者做儿女。
Or you are children.
学生。
Student.
工作。
Working.
都有我们的职分。
You have your own ministry.
所以我们乃是要尽我们的职分。
So you have to discharge all the duties of your ministry.
所以其中就有忍耐。
And so you need endurance.
受苦。
You need to suffer.
告诉我们要谨慎。
And it mentioned that we have to be careful.
然后在那位审判活人和死人的主面前。
So that before the Lord who, in front of the Lord who judged the living and the dead.
所以我们感谢主，我们有那个盼望。
Thanks the Lord to give us this hope.
主他自己也成我们的力量。
And Lord become our own power.
我们求主帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
他是赐生命给我们的主。
He gave us life.
我们持守在我们里面那个生命。
We have to keep that life in us.
主的生命越来越多。
Lord life grow.
我们的生命越来越小。
And our life shrink.
神天天改变我们。
Lord can change us daily.
那么一天
，So till one day，
我们一起要站在那审判活人和死人的主面前。
That we will stand in front of the God who judges the living and the dead。
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us。
到那一天，我们每个人能够欢欢喜喜站立在他面前。
That till that day we all of us can be joyfully standing in front of Him。
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Let's have more prayer。
主，我们现在要仰望你的恩典跟怜悯。
Lord, we really have to look upon your grace and mercy.
求主继续给我们更多的机会。
May Lord give us more opportunities.
主，你的长久忍耐是我们得救的根源。
Lord, your endurance to us is the root of our salvation.
主，除去我们那个刚强我们的软弱。
And you take away our weakness.
主，加添我们的祝福。
And added blessings to us.
愿你自己的名在我们中间得着荣耀。
And may your name receive glories among us.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thanks and praise you.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.